W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Lead for Illinois. Mike is back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next kitchen update now at Menards. Custom craft countertops are low maintenance, easy to install, and have a classy design. Browse our wide variety of mix and match styles and finishes for a look that's sure to wow on a budget. Menards offers a great selection of solid surfaces, laminates, and quartz countertops that will surely complement your kitchen remodel. Visit a Menards store near you and save big money on custom craft countertops.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What's the name of the national brand that removes built-up grease, baked-on oil, and heavy road grime easily from your vehicle's engine? That's Gunk. G-U-N-K. As in Gunk Engine Degreaser. Or the new Gunk Degreasing Wipes. Both on sale now at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for only $5.99. Made to deliver a heavy-duty clean, Gunk is now on sale for only $5.99. Only at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison. It is halftime. Illinois leads Wisconsin 20-16. Joining me from Wisconsin State Journal, Jim Polzin. Go ahead, break it down. Assess it. Analyze it.
Ugly?
Tell me what you saw.
Can I stop with one word? Ugly? I've seen some bad halves here. That's got to rank up there.
Where does this team rank right now in terms of the big picture? Because that's what people really care about. I know the bracketologist, Lenardi for one, has them the last team in at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, they need to start winning some games. And the good news is, Mike, that they have opportunities, right? I mean, like, almost every game the rest of the way is a quality win. Like, this is a quad one win if they can win it today. Thursday, as bad as Ohio State's been, is a quad one win if they can win it. So there's opportunities there. But at some point, you need to start, you know, they need to convince you that they can win. And it's been hard to watch lately.
What's your number one concern with this group?
Well, my number one concern all along was depth. And the trickle-down effect of that is if your starters are playing too many minutes, then in February and into March, how much do those guys have left in their legs? And I wonder if we're going to start to see that a little bit right now with Chucky Hepburn played a lot of minutes, Stephen Crawls played a lot of minutes. So you're relying on depth pieces that just aren't quite ready, and it's just, like I said, it's starting to have a trickle-down effect.
We'll have more of our halftime interview. Jim Polzin, brought to you by SBA, is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Illinois leads Wisconsin 20-16 at halftime. My guest is Jim Polzin from the Wisconsin State Journal. Quick take on what you've seen thus far out of the Wisconsin football program under Luke Fickell.
I don't know that I ever imagined a time where four-star receivers and quarterbacks would be flocking to get here, but they are and they have been. And so I like the energy. There's a buzz. It's a different way of doing things, certainly, but I think in this day and era, age of college football, you got to do things a little bit differently. You got to be more out front. You got to be on social media. You got to try to create a buzz, and I think certainly Luke Fickell in 9 weeks or so has done that.
Yeah, the change has been so dramatic. It's got everybody's attention, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, part of it, it's a little scary, right? Air raid offense, you hear that, and it's just so different from what's been done around here, but I do think it's exciting.
All right, what do you anticipate here in the second half?
You gotta start making some shots, Mike. I mean, if they make some shots, they're still in this. It's a game. You win this. I don't care how ugly it is. It's an important win, but you got to make shots.
Good talking with you. Thank you. Jim Polzin has been my guest. When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
At the half, Illinois 20, Wisconsin 16. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Illini, 9 of 27 from the field, 2 of 10 from the arc, 0 of 3 from the foul line, and that's field goal percentage considerably better than Wisconsin's. The Badgers, 6 of 33 from the field. Max Klesmet is 3 of 8. Wisconsin, 2 of 14 from the arc, 1 of 2 at the foul line. The Illini, a plus 3 on the glass. Second chance points even at 2. Paint points in favor of Illinois, 10 to 6. The Badgers missed their final 8 shots of the first half. Did not score over the last 4:37. But on the bright side, down just 4. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Always half full, folks. Always look at the glass half full. At the half, it's Illinois 20, Wisconsin 16. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The United.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Well, see if we can get the Badger offense in gear. And I know it's been a while, and yet still down just 4 here. It's 20-16. Illinois leading Wisconsin as we get set for the second half. Good news is you get a couple guys who have the foul trouble back in there. Of course, Terrence Shannon will return to the lineup for Illinois as well.
It's mind-boggling the quality players who have yet to score in this game for both sides, whether it's Coleman Hawkins or Terrence Shannon, whether it's Tyler Wall or Chucky Hepburn. They've combined 0-for-8. Hawkins, Shannon, Wall have taken only one field goal attempt each. You don't come into the game anticipating that type of box score after the first half.
No, but after the Badgers shoot better than 50% here in the second half, and we talked with Greg Gard postgame, we'll ask him about, you know, what do you say in that? And my guess is it's really more about encouraging right now with these guys.
Oh, absolutely.
They're playing well defensively. They're doing a lot of good things. I mean, ultimately, it's a result deal, right? You got to be able to knock down shots. I'm guessing this is more of a pick-me-up at the halftime locker room.
And the real thing to watch is if whether Wall or Crowell pick up that third foul and how early in the half.
And Terrence Shannon for Illinois. So Illinois will have the first possession of the second half. We'll be moving to our left. There's a sellout crowd settling back in. And it has tried to energize the home team. These Badger players know that they need to give the home crowd a reason to get it cranked up as well.
A couple of good offensive possessions back-to-back would be a good starting point.
Baby steps. Now here we go as Matthew Meyer inbounds to Jaden Epps, and the second half is underway. To the left, Illinois goes. Epps with a bounce for Coleman. Hawkins against Tyler Wall. Now Shannon versus Klesmet. Ball screen danger. Shannon to the line. Down the lane. Scoops it up left hand. Good. First points of the day for Terrence Shannon. And it's 22-16. The Illini as we begin the second half. Badgers move to our right. Klesmet right wing. Matthew Meyer defends. Whistle off the ball. And a foul call here against Illinois. Jaden Epps with his second foul, first of the half of the Illini.
It's amazing how quickly Shannon can get the ball to the rim from out on the floor, isn't it?
Big and strong.
Wow.
6'6", listed at 225, and I believe that. Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound, looking off the screen. Asijan catches left corner, and he stepped on that left sideline. A few years ago when they kicked out that three-point line a little bit more, it's not uncommon at all.
Almost once a game?
Yeah, it really seems that way. Just not a lot of real estate there between the three-point line and the sideline. So the Badgers turn it over. Half a minute gone by second half, 22-16 Illinois. Meyer left of the lane against Connor Asijan. Backing down the freshman. Left block, turns up right hand. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped in the air. Wall pulls it down for Wisconsin. And a stop for the Badgers. And here comes Chucky. Front court, hands off to Klesmet between the circles. A flip for Asijan high in the left. Bounce pass Crowell, right of the wheel. Crowell against Dane Danger. Now holding, one dribble, now a couple of dribbles. Leaves it for Wall. Tyler, right of the lane, operates against Hawkins. Wall backing, right lane line. One pump, two pumps, up right hand, good off the window. First points for Wall, 22-18 Illinois. A minute 15 gone by here in the second half. Jaden Epps sets the table for the Illini. Hepburn digs in defensively. A bounce for Shannon. Whips it inside. Epps will catch against Hepburn. Loops it back out to Meyer. Fakes the three. Meyer puts it on the deck in the lane up over Asijan. Good. Matthew Meyer with 10. 24-18 Illinois. A minute and a half gone by. Second half of play. Chucky Hepburn against Terrence Shannon. Hepburn slides off to the left side. Gets it into Wall, left of the lane against Coleman Hawkins. Tyler left lane line, backing, turns up left hand, walked first, turnover Wisconsin.
Probably needed to kick that back out and reset. The question I would have, and I haven't asked him specifically, because he probably wouldn't give me an honest answer, is the lift. Does he have the same lift that he had before the injury? I don't think he has.
No, I think our eyes are telling us no. It was frustrating times talking with Tyler yesterday. Missed by one game, high school, you know, and just doesn't miss time. Here's an inside feed. Epps flashing low on the right. The delivery from Shannon. And Epps now has six. 26-18 Illinois. Here's Hepburn. And a turnover again. A double dribble there with Chucky. Going back to Wall. It was so frustrating for him, but he knew. And this could critical, not go.
Yeah, this is a critical stage right now for the Badgers.
We have 2:10 gone in the second half, 26-18, the Illini. Here's Jaden Epps bouncing to Shannon, right of the circle. Shannon off the danger screen. Shannon, left lane line, 10-footer, danced off the rim, no good. Rebound dug out by Tyler Wall. Here comes Wall against Coleman Hawkins. Tyler behind the back on the dribble. Cuts off the right wing in the lane. Pass fake. Now feeds Davis up top. Tries a three. Back rim no good. Hepburn the long rebound. The foul line extended. Feeds Wall at the right elbow. Tyler moves in on Hawkins. Turns left shoulder up right hand. It'll roll in for Wall. He has four. 26-20 Illinois. 2:45 into the second half. Here's Jaden Epps for the Illini, throwing to Meyer, open three, left side, straight through for Matthew Meyer. His third three, 29-20 Illinois, 3 minutes gone by, second half. Four-point halftime lead has been punched out to nine for Illinois. Here's Jordan Davis on the right side. Goes to Chucky Hepburn, rotates to Klesmet, leaves it for Wall on the left wing. Tyler Wall, baseline left. Wall moving in on Hawkins, turns, throws it up, missed, but a foul before the shot anyway. We'll get Coleman Hawkins, and that'll be his second foul. And a second foul on Illinois here in the half. Connor Asijan back in for Wisconsin, replacing Jordan Davis. 16:41 to play, 9-point lead Illinois.
That's an incredible battle between Hawkins and Wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see if they're going to have a monitor review here. They have a potential flagrant, perhaps, as Larry Scarrato over there. 29-20, the Illini.
You can tell that Tyler Wall feels comfortable backing down Hawkins and getting to a spot on the floor. Just a matter if he can finish consistently over Hawkins. He's so long at 6'10".
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have the same bulk as some of their other players, and that's allowed Tyler to muscle him a little bit.
A chance for both coaches here to get a little free timeout.
Do they have his arm locked or not? I think that's what they're looking at.
I didn't think so. I think they were checking for a potential hook and hold. There wasn't a ton there. Hawkins with that right arm, a little hook of the left arm of Wall, and it just will come down to how picky are they going to be here. I don't think anything flagrant there, and it looks like they're waving that off. So just a personal foul, not a flagrant, on Coleman Hawkins. So they gave it a look. When in doubt, check it out. Badgers will have 20 on the shot clock. 16:41 to play. Illini hitting four of their first six shots here in the second half. Wednesday, Maryland made its first eight to break open what was a close game at the half. Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound. Looking, and he'll throw it out to Crowell. Outside left. Sends to Hepburn, left side, turns down the screen, pull up left wing, 15-footer, off the rim, no. Rebound, Dane Danger for Illinois. Cold shooting for Wisconsin. They're 2 of 4. They made a couple here in the second half, a couple inside shots from Wall. Here's Meyer, right of the circle against DeSiege, takes him on, goes to the rim, layup, got it, it counts, and a foul. And one for Matthew Meyer. The lead is 11 for the Illini.
The concern grew in the first half when Meyer, that type of player, gets a little early momentum, gets into a rhythm shooting-wise, and he's tough to slow down or stop afterwards.
Again, he's got a good matchup, too, with his size and experience on Connor. The free throw is good for Meyer that fell on a Sejan as his first. Meyer will take a break as R.J. Melendez is in. One way to slow him down, get him out of the game. Matthew Meyer with 16 points this afternoon, 32-20 Illinois, 16-15 remaining. Lesman throwing to a siege and feeds Wall on the left sideline. Wall matched up with Coleman Hawkins. Wall with a flip for a siege and baseline left. Lesman goes out the Wall, left side three is good for Tyler Wall. Big triple there for Wisconsin. Let's see if that gets him going. 32-23 the Illini. With 15:50 remaining. Well, let's see if they can get some stops. Here's Jaden Epps. Epps out high, leaves it for Terrence Shannon. Shannon goes hard left, left of the lane, finds Hawkins, swoops off the left wing, stops at the elbow. Gives it up to Jaden Epps. He's off the left elbow against Tyler Wall. Shot clock at 7. Epps backs up. Now Danger the ball screen. Epps working against Crowell. Wall picks him up. Epps right in the lane, and with 2 on the shot clock, a foul is called. And that's number 3 on Tyler Wall. That's how things are going when you are struggling. And we have the under 16 media timeout. Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:28 remaining, Illinois 32, Wisconsin 23. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey,
left corner, 3 in the way, got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts, and a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer, thank you, and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words, they're words to live by.
It's over! Let's have a party, Badger Nation!
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 9 above, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 13. Cloudy, tomorrow night, a few flurries possible at times, lows dip down to about 3 below. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 12.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. Tyler Wall picking up his third foul a moment ago with the shot clock winding down. Illinois leads the Badgers 32-23 with 15:28 remaining.
Badgers have 7 points in the second half, and Tyler Wall has all of them, a couple of layups and a triple.
Greg Gard leaving Wall out there. Doesn't have a ton of choice right now. He's going to try to find a way to get back into this game. He's out there with Klusman, Crowell, Hepburn, and Jordan Davis. It's Meyer, Hawkins, Shannon, Epps, and Melendez, the five on the floor for the Illini. Inbounds pass to Terrence Shannon, right wing, throws to Meyer. Drives on Wall, and Tyler just picked up his fourth foul as Meyer hit the deck. And the worst case scenario for Wisconsin is Wall will now have to sit with four fouls. You credit Illinois there. You attack the player with three, and that was exactly what Meyer did. And Wall knew he made a mistake right away. So Meyer sideline left, inbounds to Epps. Epps against Hepburn. Above the three-point line, now brings it out near midcourt. Epps resets with a shot clock at 10. Epps bounces to Shannon. Jordan Davis is on it. Shannon whips it inside, batted around, and a turnover. I think that was Klusman helping disrupt. Crowell comes up with it, and a turnover for Illinois. Jordan Davis throwing to Klusman between the circles. Max against R.J. Melendez. A pass for Crowell, top of the arc. Stephen Crowell on the right wing. Hands it to Klusman. Cuts off the right wing. Klusman to the free throw line. Left lane line. Finds Gilmore. 10 to shoot. Gilmore out to Max. Fakes the three. Drives the lane. Runs it out to Davis. Extra pass Hepburn. Throwing to Gilmore left side. Now to Chucky. Contested three. Left side good. Passed up the clear look. Took a tough one and drilled it. 32-26 Illinois with 14 and a half minutes remaining.
Didn't have time to think about it, just launched it.
First points of the day for Chucky Hepburn. Here's Jaden Epps throwing to Meyer high on the left. Hawkins a screen, picked up by Crowell. Meyer gives off to Melendez, refeeds Meyer. Shot clock at 10. Meyer against Crowell. Three on the way, and that is way off the mark. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin. It'll belong to Illinois with 14-11 remaining, 32-26 the Illini.
Sometimes a shot like Hepburn just made can get him jump-started. Because,
well,
again,
so.
He had no time to think about the shot. He just had to fire it, pull it, and he did.
Boy, he passed up an open rhythm three first, but yeah. Let's see. Circle that play. Here's Shannon on the left side. Good screen danger. Shannon out front. He'll try a three. Left of the circle off the rim. No good. Crowell the rebound. 14 minutes to play. Badgers down 6. Wisconsin scored the last 6 points. Here comes Chucky. Throws it to Klusman. What about it? Puts it on the floor. Left of the lane on Epps. And he got tied up by Epps. Strong take from Max Klusman. Jaden Epps with his third foul. And two free throws coming up for Klusman, who is a 67% foul shooter. 8 points for Max, all coming in the first half.
I asked him about his free throw shooting. He's better than 80% at Wofford. He's 5 of 10 in the Big Ten. So he's just got to put mentally aside the misses.
And the first free throw rattles out.
There, but it's, yep. You know, it's such a psychological game, he was telling me.
Yeah, I was talking with Greg about that, Greg Gard, this week, too, and it's on his weekly show. And but it is so, so much from the neck up. Second free throw for Max is straight through. And this team just 60% in Big Ten play at the foul line. 32-27 Illinois with 13:50 remaining. A 7-point run for the Badgers. Sincere Harris in there now for Epps. Harris being bothered by Hepburn. Chucky really getting into him. A throw to Terrence Shannon. Picked up defensively by Max Klesmith. Shannon off the danger screen. Shannon driving hard left of the lane. Knocked away. Crowell got one in the face, but the foul coming up against Wisconsin. Stephen Crowell with his third. Remember, Tyler Wall is on the bench with four, and Terrence Shannon, a 78% foul shooter, and spends a lot of time at the free throw line, nearly seven attempts per game. His first two throws coming up this afternoon, and he is good with the first.
Yeah, he leads the Big Ten in free throws attempted. Number two is who you would expect it to be, Zach Edey at Purdue.
Second free throw coming up for Terrence Shannon, and that's good. He makes them both. 34-27 the Illini, 13:33 remaining. Hepburn in the backcourt against Sincere Harris. Chucky, right sideline. Gives up the dribble, throws to Gilmore, whips to Klesman, right side. Good close for Melendez as Max will feed Crowell just off the right block. Danger, single coverage. Crowell finds a cutting. Davis bobbled the pass, couldn't control it. Turnover, Wisconsin. As Meyer has it now, Terrence Shannon up the floor, left side, drives by Gilmore, throws it right corner, and he threw it away. Was it deflected? They say yes, it was. It'll belong to Illinois. And now Connor Isegin ready to check back in for the Badgers. And he'll replace Jordan Davis. 13:05, 34-27, Illinois.
Shannon's mindset here in the second half is just to drive the ball at every opportunity.
He has the ball now, right wing against Klesman. His hard left, that's his good hand, and he is checked to the floor, and is it a block, is it a charge? Brandon Cruz, Larry Scarrato talking it over here.
Greg Gard wants a travel.
It's going to be a travel, yes sir. Was it about block or charge? It was about what happened first, the foul or the travel. As Shannon slipped, and it will be a traveling violation. 13 minutes remaining, 34-27 Illinois. Hepburn in the backcourt against Sincere Harris. Chucky getting a hook and high off a screen from Gilmore that Harris just worked over. Now Chucky still with it. Snaps off a three left of the circle. Booker. Another three for Hepburn. 34-30 Illinois. 12:42 remaining. Badgers are pulled to within four. Back to that halftime deficit. It was 20-16 Illinois at the break. Here's Meyer against Isegin. Right elbow pass deflected, but a foul called first. And they're going to get Chucky Hepburn. That will be his second.
Meyer's just a tough guard, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He gets the spots on the floor with great quickness, and with his length, he just poses so many problems for the defender.
6'9", Baylor Bear. 15 fouls on Wisconsin. Ty Rogers will come in for Sincere Harris. Rogers, the 6'6 freshman out of Saginaw. 12:31 remaining, 34-30 Illinois. Meyer sideline right, throws it into Rogers. There's Gilmore. It's in the defensive stance. Here's Melendez off the screen, tries a three. Nope, rebound Klesman for Wisconsin. Here comes Max with 12:20 remaining. Klesman glides up the left sideline. Ball screen crowd, Klesman, right lane line, turns it out to Stevie, open three, straight on, straight in. Stephen Crowell with a triple, the Badgers are within one. 34-33 the Illini, 12:05 remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison. They come to their feet. Shannon throws to Rogers on the left wing, a pass for Meyer off the left elbow. Meyer against Isegin, a draw and kick. Melendez, baseline right, hooks a pass to Meyer, bobbles, gathers, tries a three, right side, short. Crowell the rebound. He'll leave it for Hepburn. And Chucky slow jogs at left sideline. Hepburn, left side, circles top of the key, feeds Crowell, back to Hepburn. Hepburn wheels around the Crowell screen, turning it down, goes to the goal, layup good! Chucky Hepburn has come to it here in the second half of the home team. 35-34 Wisconsin, timeout. Illinois as Hepburn shoots the Badgers into the lead. And we'll take a full timeout here in Madison. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast cable, 11:26 remaining. Wisconsin 35, Illinois 34. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Way big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. An 8-point run for the Badgers. We have 11:26 remaining. Wisconsin 35, Illinois 34.
The Badgers trailed by 9 points when Tyler Wall picked up fouls number 3 and 4 and left the game at 15:25. Chucky Hepburn hit a three as the clock was winding down, the shot clock, at 14:40. And that has triggered a 12-2 run by the Badgers, 8-0 most recently. But that three by Chucky opened the door, not only for his teammates, but specifically for Chucky Hepburn.
They got him going. Illinois has led by as many as 12 here in this second half. Hepburn with a little flurry going now. 8 points for him. Illinois out of the timeout. Jaden Epps off the screen from Danger. Epps high on the right. Throws to Coleman Hawkins. He's with Gilmore. Top of the circle. Hawkins leaves it for Meyer. Outside left. A toss for Epps on the right side. Epps right of the lane. Lobs it up off the glass and rim. No good. Danger the offensive rebound. Back out to Shannon. Blows off the right wing. Whistle. Charge called. Klesman takes another one for the team.
One thing Klesman does a good job of is, in preparation for opponent, he studies their shots and where they like to take shots. We've seen it in the second half. All Chandler wants to do is drive the ball.
Yeah, and he's pretty good at it.
He's really good at it.
Max Klesman is a bad man. And we have the under 12 media timeout from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 11:08 remaining. Wisconsin 35, Illinois 34. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the...
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. Terrence Shannon picking up his third foul. We have 11:08 remaining. Wisconsin 35, Illinois 34.
In the second half, the Badgers 7 of 9 from the field, 4 of 5 from the three-point line. Illinois 5 of 12 and 1 of 5. Tyler Wall, before getting into foul trouble, was 3 of 3 here in this half. And Chucky Hepburn is 3 of 4 from the field.
U.S. Bank scoreboard update is the nature of college basketball this season. When you think a team is really rolling, top 15 material, they get beat. West Virginia took down number 15 Auburn today, 80-77. And it was Creighton, 84. Number 13 Xavier, 67. Marquette, by the way, dropped the hammer on DePaul today, 89-69.
Marquette's had a tremendous season.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And Creighton was one of the top 10 teams in the country early on, then hit a slump. Everybody gets into a slump. Kansas playing today, coming off a three-game losing streak.
But I'd say, you know, Purdue hasn't hit it yet. I want to emphasize yet. They've had some narrow escapes. Really good team Matt Painter has. They're defending really more the way they have traditionally. They were not a great defensive team last year. They could score it. They didn't guard you that well. They're guarding you well now.
Great barometer of what's going on in college basketball, the parity this year. Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke are all unranked today.
Yeah, about that. How often has that happened? The Gilmore, Hepburn, Seijan, Crowell, and Klesman on the floor for the Badgers. Shannon, Epps, Danger, Meyer, and Hawkins for the Illini. Badgers moving to our right in the second half. Play resumes. 11:05 to play. 35-34 Wisconsin. Hepburn turning down the screen. Now he'll throw to Crowell. Hands it back to Chucky. On the left side, Chucky on the dribble to the top of the circle. Circle route throwing to Gilmore. Carter left side, bounces to Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Danger, backing his big Stevie, and it's knocked away by Danger. Turnover, Wisconsin. As Jaden Epps will jog it up for the Illini. 10:40 remaining, 35-34 Wisconsin. Matthew Meyer leads it for Hawkins. He'll throw to Epps. Epps left of the circle. Epps with a pass for Meyer. Right side, got Gilmore up. Now a step back three. Meyer, good. Two more for Matthew Meyer. He has 19, 37-35 the Illini, 10:24 remaining. Meyer 4 of 9 from the three-point line this afternoon. Hepburn out high, looks off a Gilmore screen, left of the lane, drives to the goal, high off the glass at him with the left hand. Hepburn with 10 all in the second half. We're tied at 37, 10:05 remaining. Jaden Epps, he has 6 points so far today. Starts the offense, flips to Meyer. Meyer with the hot hand this afternoon for the Illini. A hand off to Hawkins. A feed for Epps, whips it inside. Hawkins catches, posting on the siege him, and instead gives it up to Dane Danger, and he gets fouled in the lane. And that's going to go against Stephen Crowell, and that's going to be number 4 on Crowell. So Greg Gard in a dilemma. He's got Tyler Wall on the bench with the 4 fouls. Crowell just picked up his 4th. And Dane Danger, a 49% foul shooter, will go to the line. Wall ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Danger does a lot of things well, but free throw shooting has been an issue, and he is too hard with the first throw. 8 points for Danger all in the first half. Wall in for Crowell. Melendez in for Shannon.
You're right about Danger, though. He does a lot of things to help you win. He's got 8 points and 8 rebounds. A couple of block shots.
Second free throw for Danger. Wraps the ball behind his back, part of the rhythm, and he will make the second throw. So a split for Danger, 38-37 Illinois, 9:48 remaining. And Tyler Wall really has to play smart here. Here's Hepburn turning down the screen from Tyler, left of the lane, out to Gilmore, feeds Klesman high on the right, bounce pass Wall, right of the lane. Wall against Hawkins, backing his wall, backing right lane line in the paint. Left shoulder, 1 pump, 2 pumps, feeds Gilmore out to Connor, flips a 3, left of the circle, off the back rim, no good. Melendez the rebound. 9:25 remaining, 38-37 Illinois. Seijan has yet to hit a field goal. He's hit one free throw so far today. Meyer off the screen from Danger. Meyer right of the lane. Stops. Good coverage from Gilmore as Meyer has to loop it out to Hawkins. He's off to Epps at the left point, 10 on the shot clock. Jaden Epps with a pass for Hawkins. Hawkins puts it on the floor, kicks it to Epps, flips a three, left side good for Jaden Epps. His first three of the game, 41-37 Illinois with 8:55 remaining. Klesman, baseline right, drives to the rim, runs it out the wall, rhythm three, left side, off the rim, no good. Epps the rebound for Illinois. 8:45 to play, 4-point lead for the Illini. We'll see if Illinois tries to go at Tyler Wall here. Epps between the circles, bounces for Hawkins, wide of the wheel. Hawkins off the danger screen. Wall picks him up. Hawkins looking to go to work. And instead, we'll throw it to Melendez. Jab step, left side, five in the shot clock. Melendez off the left wing to the goal. Slam dunk, R.J. Melendez for his first points. 43-37 Illinois with 8:15 remaining. Greg Gard's going to want a timeout. So Illinois with an answer and a six-point run for Brad Underwood's team. 8 minutes and 12 seconds remaining, and this will be a full timeout. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Sitco gasoline. Sitco, let's go together from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 8 minutes, 12 seconds to play. Illinois 43, Wisconsin 37. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Six-point run for the Illini, making their last three shots from the floor. 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Illinois 43, Wisconsin 37.
We're witnessing some growing pains today for the freshman, Connor Asijan. Both Meyer and Melendez have given him fits at both ends of the floor. Now it's up to Asijan. It's up to Connor just to fight through it, battle through it. We've seen that in him all season long. And he's dealing with some adversity. It happened to him the first game in Champaign. It's happening again here today against the Illini. But he has to stick with what he knows he can do well, and that's move without the ball and make some shots.
Yeah, now unlike Chucky, or much like Chucky, I should say, when Hepburn hit that contested three, that got him going. You just feel like with Connor, you make one, and that leads
exactly.
to two and
yep.
three, and rather quickly. Greg Gard using a timeout. He has two available. Likewise for Brad Underwood. Badgers down by six. They trailed by as many as 12 in the second half. Jordan Davis, sideline left, inbounds to Hepburn. Wall, Gilmore, and Asijan rounding out the five. Davis out front, feeds Asijan. He'll try a three right of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Terrence Shannon. Good look for Connor. Just couldn't quite knock it down. 7:55 remaining. Jaden Epps sets the floor for the Illini. Takes it left of the lane against Gilmore. Now picked up by Hepburn on the switch. A throw to Hawkins. Right hand toss to Meyer. Meyer left wing. Shot fake. Feeds Epps. And a pass goes off the foot of Hepburn. And it'll put 20 on the clock for Illinois with 7:43 remaining. 43-37, the Illini. Jaden Epps, baseline left, will inbound. Epps looking. And looking, gets it into Terrence Shannon. Baseline left, 15-footer is off the iron, no good. Rebound tip, Myers there, and he gets the excuse me putback. Right into his hands, 21 for Meyer, 45-37 Illinois, 7:30 remaining. Gilmore, top of the wheel for Wisconsin. One dribble, a pass out to Hepburn, throws to Wall, left of the lane. Wall against Hawkins. Wall backing, and that forearm up from Coleman Hawkins, and he is called for the foul. That will be his third. And team foul number five on Illinois. 7:20 to play, 45-37 the Illini. Hepburn, baseline left inbounds, gets it back, left corner. Throws it to Wall, top of the arc. Tyler Wall with four fouls on the dribble. Moving in. Right block on Hawkins. Backing his Wall. Shakes. Turns. Up left hand. Blocked by Coleman, who comes down with it. And now Meyer, a lead feed to Terrence Shannon. Leaves it for Melendez. Now to Meyer. Got Hepburn up. Meyer off the left wing. In the lane. Up right hand. No good, but a foul. And Matthew Meyer will go to the free throw line. Connor Esegian called for his second foul.
Meyer's playing like the Meyer we saw in the NC2A tournament when he scored 17 against the Badgers while he was with Baylor.
Well, he was 10-6 in the first game against the Badgers this year. Mentioned he's been, the last dozen games, his scoring has increased. He hits the first free throw. So Illinois now back to the 9-point lead. Klesman and Crow back in. Gilmore and Davis are out. So Wall and Crow both playing with the four fouls. 46-37 Illinois, 6:58 to play. Second free throw coming up for Matthew Meyer. He has 22 points today, make it 23. And it's back to a double-digit deficit for Wisconsin. Down 10, 47-37. Hepburn off the Wall screen. Chucky left side. The Wall was open. They couldn't get it to him. Now Hepburn for three, left side, and that's short, no good. They'll get Meyer over the back of Tyler Wall, and Meyer knew it. That's his second foul. Team foul number six. 6:46 to play, 47-37 the Illini. Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound for the Badgers. Dane Danger will check in here first, coming in for R.J. Melendez. See if they can spring a siege in here for another good look. Hepburn looking, lobs it to Crowell. Crowell right side, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky at the free throw line, gets at the Wall, bounce pass Crowell, right of the lane, single coverage danger. Crowell right lane line, shakes, now pivots left shoulder up and into the right hand. 47-39 Illinois with 6:30 remaining. Jaden Epps for Illinois, moving to our left of the second half. Throws to Meyer. He's with the freshman Connor Esegian on him. Meyer on the dribble. Backs off near half court. Meyer wants a screen from Danger. He'll use it. Crowell the switch. Meyer for three. Left of the circle. He hit it again. Meyer is on fire. 50-39 Illinois. 6:08 remaining. Klesman dribbles off the right wing. And he is fouled on the attack. And I think they were pointing to Hawkins. Go check it on Matthew Meyer. That is his third. Meyer with 26 points now this afternoon. Max Klesmet will go to the free throw line for Wisconsin. Klesmet 1 of 2 this afternoon. This is a 1 and 1. Beg your pardon. The free throw is missed and the rebound to Meyer. Badgers down 11 with 6 minutes remaining. Dane Danger, right elbow. Hands off to Epps, right of the lane. Whips it left side for Hawkins. Tries a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Shannon. Easy money putback for Terrence Shannon. 52-39, Illinois. 13-point lead, biggest of the day for the Illini. Here's Max Klesmet, right of the lane. Throws to Crow, top of the circle. Into Wall, bobbled the pass. It's loose inside. Shannon and Wall, they get a tie-up. Arrow, Wisconsin. And neither party interested in giving up the basketball. This effort for Matthew Meyer, by the way, a career high. 26 points.
This game really swung, too, when he hit that three to push Illinois into that 37-35 lead.
R.J. Melendez will come in for Meyer. 5:31 remaining, 52-39 Illinois. Hepburn baseline left. Chucky looking into a siege in left corner, and he again stepped on the sideline. And trying anything he can to get space. Melendez, a pretty good defender, getting over there on Connor, who stepped out of bounds, and Asijan will come out. Jordan Davis back in. This one really slipping away here for Wisconsin. Illinois 11 of 20 in the second half of the field, 4 of 9 from the arc. Wisconsin also 4 of 9 from the arc, 9 of 16 overall. 15-2 run now for the Illini. Terrence Shannon against Max Klesman. Shannon baseline left. Shannon backing on Klesman in the lane. Out to Hawkins, fakes the long three, puts it on the floor, left elbow, retreats, 7 to shoot. Epps against Wall. Epps on the drive, right lane line, scoops it up and in. Two more for Jaden Epps. And Illinois starting to run away and hide. 54-39, the Illini with 4:53 remaining. And the Badgers answer. Hepburn into Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Danger. Hacking his crowd, turns baseline underneath, low on the right, gets it to Klesman, right corner. Max flips to Crowell. Crowell on the right wing. Steven with a pass for Jordan Davis, left of the circle. He's probing against Melendez. That ball got tipped in the air, pulled down. Hepburn and Klesman collide, and the ball goes out of bounds. Another Wisconsin turnover. It's been that kind of a stretch now for Wisconsin. And Kamari McGee ready to come in. Well, the Badgers in for Hepburn. 4:31 remaining, 54-39, the Illini.
There have been instances, too, where Tyler Wall, with those four personal fouls, it has limited what Wall can do or how he can play.
Brow also with the four fouls. McGee guarding Epps. As Illinois can be patient offensively. Epps with a bounce for Shannon. Shannon between the arcs. Beats Danger left of the circle. A handoff to Epps. Left of the lane. Peels it back out. Hawkins right side. Sizes up Wall. Shovels it into Danger. Backing right block. Feeds Hawkins. Nice catch inside. Goes up. Got fouled. And Coleman Hawkins will go to the free throw line. Kamari McGee the foul. His first. 17-2 run for Illinois. It's Coleman Hawkins, who has not scored. He has 8 rebounds. He will shoot 2. He's a 63% foul shooter, and he's good with the first.
But we were talking about in our pregame keys that Illinois just has so many different weapons and options on offense. Mm-hmm. Anyone capable of getting 20 or more in any single game. We've seen it with Meyer.
Second free throw is good. 56-39, Illinois coming up on 4 minutes left in Madison. Tyler Wall to the front court for the Badgers. Throws to Jordan Davis. Davis up top. Beats Crowell. He'll try a three right of the circle, and that is way off the mark. Wall trying to save and cannot. As we have the under four media timeout. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3 minutes, 50 seconds to play. Illinois 56, Wisconsin 39. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards and save big money. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers or a smooth pouring container. Transforming your home has never been easier. We offer free custom color matching and tinting to create thousands of color options. Save big money on Dutch Boy Paints now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
A 19-2 run for Illinois. The Illini leading Wisconsin 56-39. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.